This is Dr. Kevin Elko with his Monday morning cup of inspiration, Holy Ground. When Moses stood in front of God, he was told, take off your shoes, Moses. You're on holy ground. When Joshua was entering at Jericho, holy ground, he was told, take off your shoes, Joshua. You're on holy ground. I was young, teenager, and my grandmother was diagnosed with leukemia. And she was told she had a week to live, and she lived much longer. I went to see her, and I said, Grandma, you were supposed to die a long time ago. She said, who told you that? And I said, my father. She said, who told your father that? I said, the doctors. She said, the doctors are on God. I'll go when I'm ready. I have to pray for my children. My grandmother lived 4 years. She's supposed to live 7 days. I remembered these stories when I was a kid. Symbolically, I took off my shoes. I was on holy ground. When Alabama was disappointed with what happened last year, I spent a lot of time talking with Coach Saban. And we determined that so many players were in the season, but looking forward to the next year and the year after and the year after. As the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will have troubles of its own. So in the talk, we try to talk about being where you are at this moment. Be here. And we came up with a phrase that got pretty popular. Be where your feet are. Be there. I worked with a South Fayette Lions who went up to Hershey Park in Pennsylvania to play the state championship. And they had one phrase the whole game. Be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. Be there. When they won the state championship and they left, the buses pulled away, and they looked back at the field, and something kind of wild, something kind of puzzling was going on. The players left their shoes on the field. They took them off. Going into this holiday, be where your feet are. When you're with your family, be where your feet are. Or you're with somebody you love, be where your feet are. And if you're really where your feet are, and something holy happens, take off your shoes. Go out today and say, I'm going to be in this moment. This holiday, this Hanukkah, this Christmas, I'm not missing this one. I don't know what's coming ahead of time. I don't know how many more I got. This might be the only one. So I'm going to be where my feet are. To the South Fayette Lions, let me be a very small part of your championship. Salute.